All right. Welcome to another episode of Autodesk Digital Builder Podcast. I am your host, Eric Thomas. This week, we have a bit of a special episode where recently I asked a number of our guests how we can protect our margins during such a moment of uncertainty in the construction industry. And so today we'll be recapping their answers and hopefully give you some strategies for how to protect your margins and, you know, just stay resilient as this year continues moving forward. So without further ado, let's jump into the first guest. First up today, we're going to hear from Ross Wagner, a manager of technical solutions here at Autodesk, and Lisa Chen, also a technical sales executive from Autodesk.
I think there's going to be a really big focus on pre-construction and planning. I think lately there's been a spotlight on cost implications in the field and how we can improve field mobility and efficiency. But the next iteration, in order to increase your profit margins, is to just get ahead of the curve with everything that you decide on and are aligned with all the stakeholders in the procurement, the pre-con phase, VDC departments. We should definitely see some more capital in those areas for GCs. But the positive note is that we've seen a big transformation in the last few years of GCs migrating towards BIM. And with that in mind, they're going through digital maturity that is just going to be almost a hockey stick in the next 5+ years of seeing people getting very close to digital twin, which is the ideal state. And once that happens, you're going to see margin expansion within any of these companies.
So I think it'd be wise for contractors to adopt construction platforms and to automate their processes, because the construction labor is very slim these days. It's so hard to hire a project engineer or even a project manager or a superintendent. So if you can cut their hours from 15-hour days to even 10-hour days by, you know, smoothing out that RFI process so that they can spend those extra hours at home with their families, those are profit margins right there. And you'll see returns by having happy employees and happy companies. It provides retention within the companies. And that way you're not spending that time hiring constantly and you've got a solid group of performers for every project.
Okay, our next two guests are going to be Camille Harden, a project manager from Flint Builders, and John Marks, the CEO of Covistar Consulting.
You know, when you're talking about profit margins, especially with construction, it's really tight. When you think about how much risk we go for, you know, we put in for, as a general contractor, about 5%, let's say, in general, it's pretty absurd. You know, you look at somewhere like Nike, they're making 70% profit on every shoe that they sell. So I think in order to protect that, we really have to think of what can we do as general contractors to one, limit our risks, avoid rework, all these things that might cost money and scope gaps. And a big thing is planning, a lot of planning. You know, we were talking about prefabrication and that idea of eliminating all those costs, that contentious, this isn't working, whose fault is it? And being able to figure that out early so you don't have those cost issues. And then certainly looking at self-performing the work. I mean, you know, you take a huge risk self-performing, but also allows you to be more competitive.
The two most important things in capturing business in for our industry is our reputation and price. That's where decisions are made by clients. So protect your reputation. Make sure that you are maintaining the integrity of your people, of your decisions, of your commitments to others. That's really important. If you lose your reputation in a tough time, you might not ever get it back. So protect your reputation. And the other is keep a laser focus on price. It does matter, and that's where the majority of decisions are made, are based on price. So keep that focus on productivity. Ensure that you are chasing your subcontractors and suppliers and getting the best possible prices, because it does come down to the table stakes of construction, which is price and productivity.
Up next, we're going to be hearing from Alan Dillon, a senior superintendent from Trubeck Construction, and then Andrew Cameron, a project manager from Hensel Phelps.
As a superintendent and long time in construction, I've seen a lot of ups and downs in the Bay Area. As one industry falls off, some other industry typically picks up. So I know those margins, and my experience in my career has usually been with negotiated type of construction, not so much hard bid or public works type of construction. In my mind, it's diversity. Every time I've seen a downturn, there's been some other technology or some other industry that has been right there to pick up the downturn, and all of a sudden it becomes an upturn again. So I really think that at Trubeck that I work for now, they have a lot of diversity, or not all the apples are in one basket. And I just think that's one way to protect your profit margins.
I think the customers and the, again, the general contractors out there that are celebrating and deploying innovation now are the ones that will be better suited to be agile and nimble as the markets continue to change. There's no like one best practice or like must do, but certainly if you're always asking yourself and challenging your teams with trying something new or working something different in, not if, but when that time comes to pivot and go after a new market set, your team is already agile or nimble enough to take that next step.
Up next is going to be Kelsey Gager, the National Director of Operational Excellence at Suffolk Construction.
And we all hear about construction schedules are always delayed, which tends to be true. And if that's the case, right, so how do we control that? And I think there's two primary areas where you can really focus to mitigate that margin erosion risk as it relates to schedule, and that's schedule setup. So when you sign your GMP with your client, you have to have a realistic schedule set, or you're never going to hit it. And I think a lot of the work that's been done in the past has been not been data informed. It's been based on, you know, what are the client's needs? Can we meet those needs? And I think using comparative and historical data and generative tools, and I think the future is going to involve generative AI, the use of historical and comp data, actual schedule to inform what that realistic schedule would look like. I think we have to start leveraging those tools prior to signing a GMP with a client, prior to inking on your contract and committing to that, or else we're just setting ourselves up for failure, right? And so I think that's a really important piece of it. If you've never built, you know, a tower in 24 months, you're probably not going to do it on this job. So using those that historical information to really set that job up effectively, I think that's one piece of it. I think the second piece is monitoring and managing to that schedule that you set. So if you know 32 months is a realistic schedule, how do you actually hit that schedule? And I think a lot of that comes down to short-term planning and effective schedule management on a week-to-week basis. We see projects that have a higher plan percent complete on a week-to-week basis, meaning did you complete the activities that you planned to do that week? Regardless of even looking at your final TCO date or your substantial completion, whatever contractual turnover milestones you have, regardless of looking at that, if you are meeting that PPC week to week, you are a lot more likely to hit that final TCO date. And if you don't have slippages up front, especially prior to 30% complete on your project, if you don't have those schedule slippages up front, you are going to be much more likely to hit that final TCO date. And so knowing those data components, taking those and really leveraging those throughout the life cycle of the job and planning and executing effectively. I think it really comes down to really good site communication week to week. I think if you can, you should digitally plan out those short-term plans. If you can use a software or tool that allows for digital collaboration, for trade partner contribution and realistic time checks on a week-to-week basis, what you can actually complete out in the field. I think that's how you effectively manage it. But I really think it comes down to those two pieces. You have to set the table with the schedule to be right up front, and then you have to execute on the back end with some kind of management system.
All right, now you're going to be hearing from Gianna Marini, Operations Technology Leader at DPR Construction.
So when we talk about protecting margins, I think what we're really talking about is delivering as promised, right? Putting together a plan, executing to that plan, and really providing those predictable results to your customer and keeping your customer happy. They trust you, and it will continue to hopefully build that partnership and move to more work and more work. I think in a time like we're in, we typically become more accepting of risk. As a company, we have, I'm assuming most companies have, specific criteria to take on new work, right? There's markets that we really are confident and we're skilled at. We have a proven record there. And I think we need to stay disciplined in the work that we take on and not make decisions because we're nervous or we're trying to grow because we're concerned the market's changing. And I think if we just stay true to who we are, we really think through and not take on additional risk. We plan the job, we execute to that plan, and we really keep focus on that, I think we end up in a good place.
Up next is going to be Ivana Tuja, a BIM and digital engineering lead from Mace, and Todd Mercer, the senior vice president from WebCore.
I think with contractors who protect their profit margins, one thing that we can do is reduce risks. And technology is a key part in enabling that.
Diversity in product type is a big part of it. As we know, construction is very cyclical. It follows the markets. But various product types and various customers are different. So having that diversity is hugely important. Leveraging technology, we need to get more efficient, do more with less.
All right. Now you're going to be hearing from Amar Rafat, the Chief Innovation Officer from Windover Construction.
So it's all about risk mitigation. Risk mitigation is very important using, for example, laser scanning, drone surveys in real time and communicating that between the factory. Like, for example, we do a lot of modular construction. There are challenges to offsite construction is that what's built in the factory might not fit perfectly in what's built on site. So connecting those dots using real time reality capture on site, communicating in real time this information with the factory can really make sure when all these boxes or these elements arrive on site will fit perfectly. That's how we can avoid costly delays in delivery and schedule, as well as huge cost savings, because any of these discrepancies can cause thousands and thousands of dollars of cost, added cost over time. Time is cost, actually, as well as it became a QAQC process to define all the discrepancies early, from the early planning towards completion.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Autodesk Digital Builder Podcast. Hopefully you learned a little bit about how you can potentially protect your margins in the next year and manage some of this ongoing uncertainty within the world of construction. Of course, if you're interested in reaching out and hearing or speaking directly to me, you can find me on LinkedIn or on Twitter at builder_digital. And if you could take a minute to open up your favorite podcast player and throw us a rating, I would sincerely appreciate it. It does do a lot for us on the back end. And of course, we are a video first podcast. So if you do want to take a look behind the scenes at this episode or any of our other most recent episodes, just head over to the Autodesk Construction Cloud YouTube page and you can find all of our backlog. And until next time, goodbye.